Hello, ladies. So excited to be here with you today. This is Jessica Caver Lindholm, and welcome to the Big Launch Mastermind. I'm so excited to host this group. As you know, I've hosted several group programs over the last 6 months, the last year, but this is the first time that I've hosted a really intimate mastermind experience, and I'm so looking forward to connecting with each of you in this space. If you've been familiar with my work for very long, you probably know that I really take pride in working at a high level with clients, being able to connect one-on-one as much as possible. And yet I also know how much value comes from group programs and being able to have that community and having that extra support between the sessions as well, and being able to hear sisters in your community ask questions that maybe you hadn't even considered asking or knew you wanted to know the answer to. And so that's part of the reason that I've created this mastermind program, is I want you to feel almost as if you're in a one-on-one coaching program with me, that you have access to me, you have access to trainings, you have access to the coaching, and yet at the same time you have support from your fellow mastermind partners in this group. To really give you extra, guidance when you need it, extra accountability, even just to have sometimes a friend and a colleague in this adventure of being an entrepreneur, because being an entrepreneur can sometimes feel a little lonely. And so when you have someone on your team, like a high-level coach who can support you throughout the program and give you advice and give you solid recommendations for your next steps so that you can take powerful, confident steps forward, and at the same time have sisters in your community to support you along the way and cheer you on. That's why this program's been created. First of all, we will have our first group coaching call tomorrow on Tuesday. Coaching calls at this point will be every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. East Coast. And you'll have the schedule coming out with all the different times for the calls. For the most part, like I said, everything's going to be at noon Mountain on Tuesdays. We will be skipping the week of December 21st. That will be an implementation week for list growth and really getting the outline of your group program totally laid out, and also just to have time to enjoy the holidays with your family and friends and loved ones. And I'm not going to lie, it takes a lot of energy to do a launch. And so it's really important to give yourself time, like this holiday week on the 21st, to feel refreshed, to feel rejuvenated, so that when you come back, we'll be jumping pretty quickly then into pre-launch and then the launch sequence and creating your sales page and all those pieces, that you really have the energy there for that launch. But right now, if you go over to the membership page, you can get all the call-in details. Also, they're in the email this morning that came out with your training. The next piece is the Big Launch Facebook group is now open. And the link is available on the membership page to request to join the group, and then either Luke or I will approve you. And when you get into the group, please introduce yourself. Once again, this is a small, intimate space. Typically with group programs, they're, 25, 50, 100 people in there, and so it can get a little crazy in the Facebook group. This is going to be a little bit different. This is almost like having email access to me, but the goal is that you feel like you have that level of support. But once again, you can see the other questions that are being asked, and your sisters can also benefit from the questions that you ask and get support on as well. So if you haven't yet, go request to join that Facebook group. We'll get you approved, introduce yourself, and then use a space for additional support between the coaching calls to introduce yourself and connect with your mastermind partners, to set your intentions, keep yourself accountable over the next couple months. Lastly, you'll also be receiving additional training material as needed, most likely on a weekly basis at least, that's going to be supporting you in each of the main topics that we'll be covering weekly. So you'll be receiving a training guide, so be sure that you download the guide. Yours for this week is available now. You can even be filling it out as you're listening to this call and this training today. And that's just going to really help you get the key points out of this training. And I don't do anything that's academic. We're not here to, get your money's worth by filling out this module and turning it back in so you can get a high five. That's not the purpose of this. I'm only going to be giving you tasks and practices to do that are specifically moving you towards creating a strong and valuable group program, launching it, and you know, having your own successful group program launch. That's all that we're focusing on here, is you actually getting results, not a bunch of busy work. So the questions that I've put into that training guide, the extra resources that are in there as needed, they're there to support you. So be sure that you take the time, whether you like to completely fill it out with, you know, sentences and sentences and material so you can transfer it right over to a self page, you want to make bullets for yourself, like whatever's going to best serve you, know your style, but use that training, fill it out, and listening to these recordings as much as possible before we get into the group coaching calls on Tuesdays so that you can come to the calls with really powerful, clear questions and intentions. All right. Well, with that, let's go ahead and jump into week one, which is designing your group program. Now, I know that in our mastermind, we have women that are on various levels. Some of you already have, 1,000, 2,000 people on your list. You've launched group programs before. You're just wanting to take it to the next level. You're wanting to maybe charge more or create a more premium group program. And some of you are just starting out. You're getting clear on who this ideal client is. Maybe you've had a list before, but not sure if they're relevant anymore, or it's time to create a new list. Either way, this material will still serve you. And so as we go through this program, this week we're really focusing on designing your group program, or if you've already designed your program, making sure that it really makes sense for your ideal clients and that they will clearly see the value in the program, so it's an easy yes for them to sign up. Going into next week, we'll be looking more at numbers. How many people do you want in the program? How much do you desire to be earning from the program? How big does your list size need to be? And from that space, you can decide, do I need to do some extra list building? Do I need to get a new opt-in offer out there? Do I need to start a Facebook ad campaign? But for this week, the focus is really on designing your group program. If you already know, like, I'm starting from scratch, I got to get some people on my list ASAP, then this program is for driven women entrepreneurs. I know that you are smart women. If you know you need to start building your list, start doing what you can today to start growing that list. If you've done Facebook ad campaigns before, you know, put a basic campaign together and let's start growing your list. If you have a Facebook community already and you know that you can always just share great opt-ins in there, go do that. And feel free to bring questions about this to the call as well if you have any, or into the Facebook group. But this week, let's dive in to designing your group program. So first piece, know which topic to create your group program on. What problem are you solving for your clients? Now, this doesn't mean that you're going into their life and solving it for them and you have to make them get results. Like, that's not your responsibility, but your responsibility is to give your client the support that they need and they desire to overcome something, to move past a pain point, to create a certain result in their life. So whether you're a business coach helping someone earn a certain amount, whether you're a clarity coach helping someone get clear on clarity in their career, in their life path, in their purpose, maybe you're a weight loss coach, a health coach, you know, what is the problem that people come to you for that you're solving? And once again, if you want to refer to your training guide as we're going through this material, you can be filling these questions out as we go along as well. You want to choose one or two main problems to solve more than a total life overhaul. You know, the group programs we're going to be focusing on here are going to be somewhere between about 6 weeks up to about 12-week programs. We're not looking for you to do a six-month, most likely, or definitely not a year program right now, where you're going to completely overhaul someone's life. Let's focus on really successfully launching a smaller group program first and focusing on like one or two main problems that you're helping someone solve rather than something massive. And there's a couple of reasons. One, you know, you're going to learn a ton from a six-week, an eight-week, at most a 12-week group program. You're going to learn who you really love to be working with. You're going to realize this worked for the launch, this didn't. And you're going to be able to relaunch then adding in that extra material or those adjustments and having an even more successful launch. The other reason is there are times where we launch something and we think it's going to be amazing and we are going to love it And then you start hosting the program and you're like, why did I choose this topic? And this isn't to scare you by any means, but if you do something smaller, you may realize that you're actually not as lit up about helping your client lose those 10 pounds as you are about whatever the other topic is. So when we start with something smaller, you're going to learn the systems and structures to really implement and create a successful launch. And you're going to get even clearer on what it is you love to support your clients with. And here's the deal. This isn't a one shot. Like when I put out my first group program, it was a 9-week program. The second time that I launched it, I made it a 4-month program because I realized that I had crammed in so much information that I had overwhelmed the clients that were in that program. I gave myself the opportunity to, you know, explore what worked in a smaller space, realized it needed to be bigger, and went from there. I also changed the name of the program. I moved around some of the modules. I added in different bonuses. These are living organisms, both our businesses and our programs. And so give yourself the spaciousness not to have to do it perfect the first time. Do it the best you can and give yourself the time to learn from that and make shifts if needed. Here's the other piece. Is your ideal client you at some point in the past? Oftentimes, we create businesses because we've overcome some problem or pain point ourselves, and now we're inspired to help other people do the same thing. If you were your ideal client at some point in the past, what would you have or what did you invest in to overcome that problem, that pain point? For example, for myself, I was a struggling entrepreneur. I couldn't get clear on what I was good at. I had no idea what to offer. And then once I overcame that problem, I didn't have the confidence to sell premium packages. I was undercharging. I have been my ideal client many times in the past. And so it's very clear to me when I create programs and when I create offerings exactly what to include in those, because I know that I was more than willing to invest in overcoming that problem. So I know for a fact that there's also many other women out there who would be as well. So that's another piece to check in. Is your ideal client you at some point in the past, and what would you have or what did you invest in to overcome that problem? Okay, next piece in this know which topic to create for your group program. Market research is never a bad idea. Market research is never a bad idea. It's always a good idea. And there's many ways that you can do it. I'm consistently doing market research in my business. So don't think that, you know, market research is just when you're just getting started and trying to figure out who your ideal client is. Like, it's important all along the path because, once again, this business is a living organism. Our desires, our expertise continues to grow and shift. And so we have to keep checking in on who are our ideal clients today and what words are they using, what fears do they have, what desires do they have. Market research can happen in several ways. If you already have a list, you can put out some type of survey asking your clients, you know, where do they desire support? Where do they feel stuck right now? What are they looking for help in at the moment? And we'll be going over surveys a little bit more when we get closer to your actual launch. It's a tool that I often use in the pre-launch part to actually warm up your list and get them ready for the launch that's coming. It starts to intrigue them and gets them ready for the purchase. However, you know, we're a few weeks out, or at least 3 weeks out from that pre-launch sequence right now. So if you want to check in with your list and do some sort of a survey, or if you have a Facebook group, and you want to ask your ideal clients what they need support with, this is one of the biggest places that we end up getting stuck, and it's because we're trying to sit over here and read everyone's minds instead of just asking them. The other piece is there's nothing wrong with if you don't have a big list yet or you don't have your own Facebook group, you can still hop on the phone with ideal clients and ask them questions. You know, you might put a special offer out there that's 10 minutes of your time or 15 minutes of your time. They can ask you anything and get some coaching, and in exchange, you get to ask them, you know, 10 or 15 minutes of questions as well. This just helps you know the exact words that your clients are using, their concerns, and where they really need support, and takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. Okay, so with this section, definitely do refer to the training guide for extra support in getting clear on who your ideal client is for this program, what problem you're helping them solve, what the client can expect to get from you from the program. and bring questions about this. If you're like, I'm totally stuck, I don't know, is this going to work? Is there actually a market for this? Can I possibly create a program on such and such? Bring that to our group coaching call, and we can dive in much deeper on it. Okay, the next piece is how to break down your program into mini goals to help your clients get results without overwhelm. Once again, progress, not perfection. And, you know, like I said, I took one of my group programs and took it from a 9-week program to a 16-week program because I realized that everyone needed some extra time with it. So you don't have to know for sure how long the program has to be right now. You may change it in the future. However, what we do want to do is break down your program into mini goals so that you have a clear idea of what's actually included. It helps you know what training materials you're going to need to put together. Is there audios? Is there bonuses or resources that you need to start putting together to support the client? So you want your program to be valuable. It will be much easier to sell your program if you feel like there's high value of what your client will receive. And that's part of the reason that we do this breakdown as well, is that when you're standing from the outside and you're saying, you know, well, I'm going to help my ideal client start their own business, that sounds lovely, but when you actually break it down to what that's going to look like in 6, 8, or 12 steps, you start to see how valuable this program really is and how much you're going to be supporting the client, and the client starts to see how much they're going to be receiving from you as well. At the same time, once you start to outline that, you don't want to overstuff the program and throw in a whole bunch of extras that are just confusing or distracting from what's really important. What I mean by this is sometimes I will see programs that, let's say it's 6 weeks, 6 weeks to losing the final 10 pounds or something like that. Just making things up here, ladies, but just to give you an example. What you wouldn't want to do is have this amazing 6-week program, and let's say that you include this great food journal in there that they can download. You create some maybe visualizations and meditations to help with their mindset as they're overcoming their weight loss goals. And then you just start throwing in tons of extras, like, plus you're going to get my bonus cookbook on such and such. Plus you're going to receive this free resource on, I don't know, why it's important to eat gluten-free. Like, you don't want to just throw in a bunch of things that are kind of on the same topic so that people feel like they're getting extras. Because what ends up happening is either, one, the client's overwhelmed and they feel bad because they never got around to reading the entire book on why they should be gluten-free, so they already feel like a failure. Or two, they do read it, but it's actually not even applicable to what they're focusing on at the moment. And so one of our most valuable resources is our time. Don't throw a bunch of homework at your clients that they don't actually need to do. Keep your programs powerful and streamlined. Don't throw in a bunch of extras unless they're specifically there for a reason. Okay, next piece. How can you break down the solution you're offering to your clients into week-by-week steps? You can do every other week if they're bigger chunks. So, for example, you know, some of my group programs, it's every week the clients get a module or training guide or something like that if they're smaller chunks. For my bigger programs, like for Freedom School, some of the pieces are, you know, go create your sales page, your opt-in offer, and start marketing that. That's a lot. And if you're doing all of that in a week, you can often feel overwhelmed. And so with that program, I give clients 2 weeks. We can discuss it more depending on what your specific breakdown is on the group coaching call or in the Facebook group. But what I recommend is that break it down into small, achievable chunks. You're not trying to overstuff your program in hopes that your client feels like they're getting their money's worth, because what actually happens is that your client feels like they're behind, that everyone else is ahead and getting results, but they can't keep up. They go into overwhelm and they feel like a failure. And that's the last thing that you're wanting to create in your groups, is someone being like, well, I can't even keep up at all, so I don't even know why I'm trying, I'm out. Like, all of us, I don't care what kind of coaching you're in, all of us are here deep down as empowerment coaches. We're here to empower our clients, and the last thing you want to do is make them feel like a failure. So look at your ideal client, look at the problem that you're wanting to help them solve, and then break it down into 6 to 12 mini steps. what is something that a client could achieve each week that they'd be like, awesome, I'm on track. You know, no, I haven't lost the 10 pounds yet, but look what I've already done in my lifestyle. I've already shifted this, and I'm eating in this way now, and I've started to, you know, this week I started bringing on the exercise program, and, you know, I know the weight's going to slip off soon, and right now I'm just really proud of what I have already accomplished. That's what you're wanting to create for your clients, is mini week-by-week celebrations, guidance, next steps to propel them forward. For instance, with this program, this week we need to know who you're working with, the main problem that you're solving or the main solution that you're helping your client achieve, and outlining your group program. Because once we have that, then we can move forward with, you know, really focusing on list building, really focusing on the sales page and the lead magnet and the launch sequence. If I were to throw all of that at you guys in week one, you would all quit. So break it down into mini goals so that your client can really powerfully focus on the areas that they need to at that moment. That's your job as the coach. Break that down for them so that they don't go into overwhelm, and support them in getting results each week that add up and accumulate to create an overall result or solution. Okay, same thing. Refer to the training guide for an exercise to help you break this down into bite-sized weekly pieces. You know, having this breakdown will also be incredibly helpful when it comes to creating your sales page and your marketing plan down the road. So don't skip this part. It's super important. All right. So next piece, how long your unique program should be. To get clear on how long your program should be, there's a couple questions we have to review for you first. Have you hosted a group program before? Is this your first group program, or have you been doing this a while and it's time to shift into the next level? If you have, how did it go? How did the link feel? You know, like I said, with my previous program, I was like, this was too fast. I everyone got great results and was moving forward, but I definitely saw some people were overwhelmed, and that's the last thing I wanted to create. I find that if this is your first group program, starting with like a 6 to 8 week program is plenty big. And once again, that's for several reasons that I already mentioned some of those. First of all, you're going to learn so much about the launch sequence that if you do a smaller launch, you're going to be able to replicate it then shortly down the road in a bigger program if you want to. Also, you're going to get really clear on what you loved about the program that in the topic and what you didn't. Here's the other piece. As the program price gets higher, actually, let me say this differently. As the program length gets longer, the program price is going to go up, and it takes a longer launch sequence to launch a longer and more expensive program. If you're launching a $5,000 six-month program, you're really not going to want to do that with a three-week launch sequence unless you've really built up your list and already been kind of hinting that this program is coming for a while so that they're really ready to dive in. I find that a three-week launch sequence is the minimum that you want to do for a program, and a shorter 3 to 4 week launch sequence is best for like a 6 to 8 week program. So unless you've done group programs before, I definitely recommend doing something smaller, like a 6 to 8 week program, and then you can always expand from there. 3 months at the longest right now. I'm really hesitant for anyone else to be diving into group programs that are bigger than that. Another side note. The launches that we're talking about right now are cart open, cart close launches. What I mean by that is that this is a specific launch that we're saying, let's say your group program is going to start on February 1st, and we're going to be starting your launch sequence beginning of January. So you have a month to launch. Program starts February 1st, and then we're going to be closing the doors on your launch either February 1st, February 7th, somewhere in there. This is totally different than an evergreen launch. An evergreen launch is one that you set up with a sales funnel and a launch sequence that consistently runs and consistently brings new people into the program. You can do either of these. If this is one of your first launches, I highly recommend going with the first option where you have a launch date, you know how many people you want in the program, doors close on this date. It's very step-by-step in implementation. With an evergreen launch, it takes a little bit more a couple things. You have to have your sequence set up in a way that's all automated, which is totally doable. Once you've created this sequence during this program, you'll be able to reuse it. You'll be able to see which emails got the most opens, which emails got the most clicks, which ones did no one open or click on, and we should go ahead and remove from the sequence. And you'll be able to choose the ones that are most powerful to keep using. The other piece about evergreen launch sequences is you have to have consistent leads coming in, meaning you pretty much have to have like a Facebook ads campaign going on because you need to have new people in coming in consistently. And then you still have to create that sense of why should they sign up now versus next month? How can you still create a sense of, you know, either scarcity or special bonuses to keep people signing up for the program consistently? So those are the two different types. Depending on what your goals are, if this is one of your first launches, I recommend going with more of a cart open, cart close launch rather than an evergreen launch. So going back to how long your unique program should be, like I said, 6 to 8 weeks for a first group program is plenty long. But the other piece of this is how long will it honestly take for your audience to implement the necessary steps to overcome where they're stuck? Are they looking to lose a certain amount of weight? Are they looking to write a book or get the first draft of their book done within a certain amount of time? Are they wanting to get an exit strategy from their corporate job and start their own business? How long is it honestly going to take for your client to get these basic pieces in place so they can be moving forward powerfully? So when you bring those two sides together, that will help us determine how long your program actually needs to be. So once you've got these pieces together, you know, you know who your program is for. You know the problem you're helping your client overcome or the solution you're helping them achieve. You know the mini goals that you're going to take your clients through to bring them to this larger goal. You have an idea of, you know, how long this program is going to need to be to walk them through those mini goals. Now it's time to outline your program. So this is the final step in this week's training. Start to design and fill in the overall outline of your group program. Give yourself some spaciousness here once again to not get it perfect. We're going to, this week, starting right now, even if you're brand new to group programs, we're going to start to get a working title for your program, a working subtitle for your program, and you're going to start outlining it week by week. So the intention is that you leave this week of Big Launch Mastermind knowing roughly what your program's called, what the subtitle for your program is called, how long the program's going to be, who the program is for, and what the week-by-week breakdown is going to look like. It might sound like a lot, but when you break it down into these little steps and you look at each one separately, they will build onto each other so it doesn't feel overwhelming. So stay focused on each piece of it rather than looking at it overall, or it can feel overwhelming. So what we want to do is, you did somewhat of a breakdown in the last two steps. You know how long the program is going to be. You know the many steps that you need to have for the program to support the client in achieving their goals. There's a week-by-week group program chart for you in the training materials also. So if you have that out or want to get that out, you can use that to write down the main topics and the focus for each week, what content will be delivered, any other resources or bonuses that you'll be including each week. This mapping out is incredibly helpful. It's going to help you, one, just be intimately familiar with your program so that when you get onto sales conversations or you do a webinar or a video series, you're going to be able to just speak about this program like it's the back, knowing it like the back of your hand type of thing. You're going to be so familiar with it. Also, when it comes to creating your sales page, you're going to be able to put this breakdown on your sales page, which is going to support your potential clients in knowing exactly what they're getting from your program. Lastly, it makes your marketing a lot easier because you can do solo mailers and different emails focused on either each week of the program, different bonuses you're throwing in. It helps you see how much content and how much value you're really bringing to the table. So first, create a working title for the program. One of my favorite quotes from one of my mentors is, to be clear rather than creative, you know, be clear rather than clever. And what that means is tell people what the program is about. Don't make them try to figure it out. This group program is called Big Launch Mastermind. Everyone knows what this program is about. It's about creating your own big launch, and you're going to be in a mastermind. There's nothing, you know, I didn't veil it or hide it from you. The subtitle for it was something that aligns with like 9 weeks to sell out your own group program. If you read the title and the subtitle of this program, and you have to know what I'm talking about. There's no way you're going to miss that. That's how clear we want your programs to be. So none of this like, finally feel good, 9 weeks to feeling happy in life. Like, none of that. Like, give me, what are the specifics that your client is wanting to achieve? What do they want to overcome? What are their dreams? Where do they feel stuck? Start to write out those words and those phrases to begin to put together your title and your subtitle for your program. And you'll get even clearer on both of these as you're developing the program and doing more market research and designing the sales page. And, of course, always bring any questions on these titles and subtitles, all of this, to our group coaching calls as well, or even share it in the Facebook group and get some feedback from your mastermind partners and from me. I love copy, and I'm happy to support you with that. The next piece of it is start with the week-to-week breakdown. So you'll have your page there in your training manual. Get an idea for the basics of what you think your title might be in your subtitle, and then look at the breakdown. You know, are you doing a 6-week program, an 8-week program, a 12-week program? You might even find like, oh, I was going to do a 6-week, and then you're writing out all the material and realize maybe switching to an 8-week is a good idea, or the other way around. You might be doing an 8 and decide to switch back to a 6. Once you lay out this material, it's going to give you that guidance and that support. And that clarity to know how long the program actually needs to be. So start to do the week-to-week breakdown. What's the goal of each week? That's the first piece. What's the goal, the mini goal that you're wanting them to achieve or to focus on that week? And then what's the main topic? The main topic or the focus of the week? Give it a name. You know, for example, this week, we're in week one. The main focus and the topic of this week is to design your group program. The next piece of it is what content will you be delivering this week? So, for instance, with Big Launch Mastermind right now, with the focus of the program being to design your own group program, that's the focus. The content that you're receiving is going to be written training material, audio material, group coaching on our live calls, support in the Facebook group between calls. And each week it's going to vary depending on what we're focusing on. Some weeks you're going to get extra resources that are going to include, you know, my launch sequence or examples from my launch emails. This is what you can be starting to break down now with your own group program as well. You don't have to know all the pieces. They're going to keep coming to you over these next couple weeks. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that one green smoothie recipe I have that helped me so much in the beginning of my own weight loss journey. I definitely want to throw that in for my clients on week two. Pieces like that will keep coming up if you stay open and stay available for guidance and for inspiration. So right now, go to that week-to-week breakdown and use that to start to outline what are you going to be focusing on each week, what's the topic, what's the mini goal, and then are there any bonus materials or any resources that your ideal clients would find helpful that comes to mind as you go through each of these topics? Once again, we're not looking to overstuff the program, but as you go through these pieces, you might realize you have some great resources you've already put together or something that would be really easy for you to record and offer to your clients that you hadn't considered previously, that's just going to make your program even more valuable. All right, ladies, well, really great work today. My intention is to keep these trainings between about 30, 40 minutes because I want them to have specific action steps and be really valuable for you, but also not turn into hours and hours and hours of training every week. I want you to actually go implement this material now and start putting the pieces together so that you can come to the group coaching call with some really clear, powerful questions to keep you moving forward this week. So listen to this training as often as needed for additional support, and as you start to get clear on who your group program is for, what problem it will solve, what it will provide for your client, then start to break down and outline your program in a week-to-week manner. And, of course, if you want to branch that out into more of like an every other week, that's an option as well, to see how the material is working out and how long you honestly think it's going to take your clients to implement each of these steps. The other piece is be sure to review and start to fill in this training material that's included with the audio training, ideally before your group coaching call. This is a little tight here. You only have about 24 hours between when you receive the training and when we have our calls. So, of course, if you don't get the entire training material filled out ahead of time, that's fine. But at least review the basics of this so that when you come to the call, you're ready to go and have some really great questions. If you ever can't make the coaching calls live, you're still welcome to send in your questions. You can just email them to my team at info@jessicacaver.com, info@jessicacaver.com. But I do highly, highly recommend attending the calls live whenever is possible. You're going to get the most personalized support. I'm going to be able to ask you additional questions when I need to clarify, and we'll be able to go much deeper. Lastly, if you have any questions about this training, what your next steps are, or need additional support between our sessions, definitely utilize that Facebook group. It's a safe, supportive space for you to receive the guidance and the clarity you desire, as well as make connections, hold yourself accountable, and set your intentions. So my goal with this program is that you will receive trainings every week, you will receive resources and extra guidance as needed in terms of like written materials and that sort of thing, and examples and checklists and all of that, as I see necessary. You'll also have access to our live group coaching calls every week, so get yourself on there and you'll receive recordings of those as well. And then you have access in the Facebook group to additional support. So there is no reason for you not to achieve your goals each week, to hold yourself accountable, to be creating your group program, to be building your list, and be getting ready for your own big launch throughout this program. I expect you to show up powerfully, 100% dedicated to your goal and your intentions, and to take responsibility for your results and really putting yourself out there. So I'm here 100% for you and to support you on this journey and to helping you create your success, and I expect you to show up just as powerfully. So really great work today. Listen to this audio again as needed. Review the written training materials as well. And I will see you on the group coaching call, our live group coaching call, very soon so that we can jump into any questions that you have. And you'll be up and running and designing your own group program. Great work for week one of Big Launch Mastermind. And I will see you all soon. This is Jessica Caver-Lindholm. Bye.